Listening Library presents The Explorers, The Reckless Rescue by Adrienne Kress. Read for you by Kristen C. To readers, who are the ultimate explorers. Frustrating. But you know what's even worse than a cliffhanger? Waiting to hear what happens, then finally getting your hands on the next book, and the author decides to begin the story with a character you've never met, doing something in a place you've barely heard of. That's totally the worst. Benedict sat staring at the vista before him. The whole world was laid bare. Vulnerable, it seemed, sprawling from the base of the active volcano he was sitting high atop. Which he had to admit, it was. Vulnerable. Though in such a peaceful moment, it felt highly absurd to picture flows of lava, clouds of black ash, or anything violent, really. The sun was setting over the sea in the distance, and there wasn't a single cloud in the sky. The birds were calmly chatting to each other, having gotten over the unfortunate misunderstanding from that morning. From this vantage point, he could almost imagine he was the only human on Earth. The town that he knew lay beneath him was masked from view by lush green foliage. He had given himself 2 months, a short leave that even the university had suggested be extended because of some kind of affection for him, or maybe because 2 months really messed with their scheduling. But he hadn't wanted more. He had just needed some space, a little room to clear his head. And he'd been wanting to photograph the isolated vertiginous volcano for years. Yet 6 weeks had already passed and he hadn't taken a single picture. Sure, he looked through the scope.